Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week of news here on Summit in 6. We hope you're enjoying the sunshine and crisp air while it's here. Today, we cover an update regarding the Cedar Crest Village overlay, some history in Summit County, and some community engagement opportunities our listeners may be interested in. Let's get into the news.
Mark your calendar, Summit County, on Thursday, April 18th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Ledges Event Center in Colville. The Eastern Summit County Planning Commission will meet for a work session and public comment period related to the Cedar Crest Village overlay. A virtual option for this meeting is also available and can be found online with a lot more information about the project at summitcounty.info/cedarcrest.
Did you know Mountain Land Association of Governments is working closely with city and county leaders to develop a safety action plan and roadway safety projects to reduce the number of fatal and serious injury crashes in Summit County? On Tuesday, April 16th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Sheldon Richens Auditorium in Kimball Junction, they are hosting a roadway safety open house to share information about where in our community the greatest number of crashes take place, what's causing them, and how Mountain Land Association of Governments and our local leaders plan to lower the number and impact of serious and fatal crashes in Summit County.
The agency's Safety Action Plan is part of a national grant project, giving $5 billion in funds to communities for projects that improve transportation safety. So far, the plan has identified high injury networks, where numbers of serious and fatal crashes are greatest, and developed a potential list of projects that will improve conditions in these areas. Once the plan is complete this spring, Mountain Lands or local governments may apply for funds to build the identified projects. Visit their website to learn more about the project and how you can get involved at www.mountainland.org.
The Summit County Stormwater Coalition and Summit County Planning Department are presenting the third annual Trails, Trash, and Tunes event on Saturday, May 11th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wanship Trailhead. The purpose of the event is to welcome in springtime and celebrate the earth with some rail trail cleanup, education about stormwater, noxious weeds identification, and more.
There will be live music from Pixie and the Partygrass Boys presented by Mountain Town Music. There will be food for purchase, a beer garden with brews for sale by local brewery Offset Beer, a kids' corner for the younger ones thanks to Summit County Library, and they'll bring activities such as coloring, books, and games. Registration is free and not required to attend, but we would really like to know who is coming, so you can register ahead of time at summitcounty.info/trails-trash-tunes24.
The event is sponsored in part by Big D Construction and Blue Sky Ranch. We are encouraging event goers to bring water and an umbrella or hat for shade. We will have some seating available, but picnic blankets and camping chairs are welcome. Carpooling and biking / e-biking to the venue is highly encouraged. We hope to see you there.
This episode, we wanted to share some history in honor of National Garden Month about the old Echo Depot that once served as an agricultural and community railway hub. Outside the Echo Depot, it is said that Mike Soukatos, a railroad employee and native of Greece, designed and planted a garden in front of the Echo Depot in the early 1940s. He spent his own money to purchase the plants and flowers. After his retirement, unfortunately, the spectacular garden fell into disrepair. The Echo Depot was moved to Colville in 1975, where it now serves as the North Summit Senior Center.
What better way to celebrate the beauty of spring than by diving into National Garden Month? National Garden Month encourages people of all ages to dig in the dirt, connect with nature, and experience the joy of gardening. But National Garden Month is about more than just growing plants. It's about fostering a deeper connection to the natural world and reaping the countless benefits that gardening brings. Research shows that spending time outdoors and engaging in your gardening activities can reduce stress, boost your mood, and improve overall well-being. Plus, growing your own fruits, vegetables, and herbs empowers you to make healthier food choices and reduces your carbon footprint. For some helpful gardening tips this month, follow the Summit County Health social media at Summit County HD on Instagram and Summit County Health Department-Utah on Facebook.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.